How's it going, Grade A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And I just wanted to talk about the San Diego Comic-Con convention being canceled for 2020. There seems to be some individuals upset, saying that in July of this year, July 2020, everything regarding the pandemic will have passed in terms of the number of cases getting higher and higher. And I mean, that's certainly a possibility, but you can't take any chances. San Diego Comic-Con attracts people from all over the country and also international travelers. And we're going to have a mixing of these people in close contact with each other in the packed San Diego Convention Center. It does not sound wise. And I mean, let's just face facts. A lot of the attendees at the San Diego Comic-Con are individuals, I'm not trying to offend, but they're individuals that have very poor hygiene. Do not shower. Do not use deodorant. Hand washing, that's almost unheard of. Are these the kind of individuals you want being in close proximity with each other? Because they're going to be spreading something if it isn't the virus. So I think it's best to be cautious, because really, what's at stake here? It's a whole bunch of panels talking about things that don't really matter. You know, is the world going to end simply because there's not going to be a panel talking about a Caroline in the City reboot on Hulu? No. The world's going to go on. Is the world going to end simply because there's not going to be a 50-second trailer footage of the next season of Disney's Mandalorian? Everything will go on. Things will be fine. People are carrying on like this means the apocalypse is here. It's just a convention that is all about consumerism, consuming things. Watch the movies, buy the books, buy the comic prints. Is that really what we're all about at this time? Yes, we want to get the economy going again, but there are more pressing things at this time. And taking the risk of having people who bathe once a month at best, being in close proximity to each other, breathing, sneezing, coughing, it's just not a good thing. So, I'm in favor. I don't have it. So, don't think that I do. It's just that I was choking on my own saliva right there. Things will be fine. It's not worth it to have individuals who, you know, bathe once a month, being in such close proximity to each other, potentially spreading things. It's something we want to avoid. Safety first. And listeners to the Grade A Nation, I definitely implore you to practice social distancing, wash your hands, engage in good hygiene, and you should be on the right track. So when we get back, we'll hear a commentary from Michael Ficus, and we'll have a brand new Spanish lesson. It's a good thing. Stay tuned.
This is Michael.
I am Michael Fikes,
an expert in romance.
I'm a red-blooded American male. Sometimes people confuse me for being Indian, but I'm not sure why people would do that. I also do not understand what the big issue is regarding a recent story in the news. They say that landlords are asking tenants for, how should we say, well, favors of a romantic nature. If the tenant cannot pay rent, the reports say that landlords are sending photos of a naughty nature and telling tenants they would be willing to move in with them if they cannot pay rent. I say, what is the big deal? What is the big deal? I mean, honestly, if a landlord is being charitable and saying you can live for free without paying any rent for the month in exchange for some mouth action, I think that's great. I like it. It relieves the financial stress of the landlord in these trying times, and the tenant also does not have to worry about paying any rent. What is the problem there? I don't see it. I don't see it. If a landlord wants to wipe your fart box clean with their tongue in exchange for no rent, you do it. Not only do you save money that would go toward rent, but you have a nicely cleaned posterior. If a landlord tells you that taking a little nibble of your cookie, just some crumbs, is more than enough to satisfy their need for rent, you give them some cookie. What is wrong with you? Come on, what is wrong? If a landlord says you are not allowed entry into your unit unless you pretend their unit is a raspberry push pop, you pretend it is a raspberry push pop. Doing otherwise is financially irresponsible. You have to be strategic in challenging times. So what if your landlord knows the full contours of your anatomy? If you can spend the money you would normally use for rent on Rice Krispie Treats, liters of Mr. Pip Cola, and all the other important essential items one would need to survive, use your brain. Come on. And as a landlord, I must say, you are not a man if you don't offer a needy female tenant alternative options to cover the rent. It makes you a fairy if you do not rub your Slim Jim along their window while holding a sign saying, take a snap out of this, or we'll have to snap you out of this apartment building. You must be brave. You must be practical. And you must be smart. Be smart. If you can't have your bank account filled, at least you can have a certain bag of balls drained. Okay? A certain bag of balls drained. Yeah. And all of this silliness about immigrant women being those most at risk is a bunch of dookie. If you are an immigrant woman, what better way to show your patriotism than to take your hand and play with your landlord's 4th of July firecracker during a time like this? Think of it as an initiation into to the American way of life. USA all the way. That's my motto for you today. Okay, thank you very much. And if you like today's commentary, please tell Mr. Chris Thomas that you would like to hear more Michael Vikes on Grady Nation. Hi everybody, this is your good old friend JR, and I'd like to thank you for downloading today's podcast. Here's today's Spanish lesson. Have I mentioned my barbecue sauce yet? I not have any money for food. No tengo dinero para comida. I do not have any money for food. No tengo dinero para comida. My credit score has dropped 300 points. Mi puntaje de crédito ha bajado 300 puntos. My credit score has dropped 300 points. Mi puntaje de crédito ha bajado 300 puntos. My landlord asked me to gobble them up like a Thanksgiving buffet, and I gladly obliged. Mi casero me pidió que lo ingiera como un buffet de acción de gracias, y con mucho gusto lo acepté. My landlord asked me to gobble them up like a Thanksgiving buffet, and I gladly obliged. Mi casero me pidió que lo ingiera como un buffet de acción de gracias, y con mucho gusto lo acepté. Alright, this is your good old friend JR signing off, thanking you all for this week's Spanish lesson. Buy my barbecue sauce, buy my book, buy my soul. I don't have one, but hey, winners can't be losers, right? Let's say a prayer for my Angel Jane.